Kept you waiting, huh? It's showtime.
Hey, Otacon. I got a woman here in a power suit.
Huh? How did you know she was a woman? Yeah. That'd be Samus Aran, the most renowned bounty hunter in the galaxy. Her arm cannon packs quite a wallop. If you get hit with a charged shot from that thing, you can kiss your butt goodbye.
Sounds like my kind of woman.
Yeah, well, just don't get too close, Snake. Samus is deadly. After space pirates killed her parents, she was raised by the Chozo and trained in the fighting arts. She's been places and seen things that people like you and me can't even begin to imagine.
But underneath that cold, metal exterior beats the heart of a woman. It's me. I'm fighting myself.
Snake, what's going on out there? Could it be? Has the Les Enfants Terribles project really come this far?
It's more than that. He's got my moves, my gear. It's like looking in a mirror.
Do you think they collected data on you and created another Snake?
He's got the same build, too. Creepy. But his sneaking suit is a different color, and his tactics are slightly different.
Interesting. So even if you're evenly matched in power, your fighting styles will make a big difference. You faced tougher odds in the past, Snake. Don't let this imposter beat you.
Snake, have you heard the saying, "Politics make strange bedfellows"?
Don't tell me that's a Chinese proverb.
No. It means that when the going gets tough, you might need unexpected partnerships in order to succeed. Marth was a prince whose kingdom was usurped. He didn't even have an army to fight with him. But as he battled his way forward, he found new allies to fight at his side. And in the end, he was able to reunite the war-torn land of Altea.
So, he built his army from the ranks of his defeated enemies.
Marth did his share of fighting too. Even when he had an army, he was always alongside his men in the thick of battle. Then he was betrayed by one of his most trusted friends. I can't even imagine how that feels.
I can.
So Snake, you're fighting Robot?
Yeah, it's Robot. Although, couldn't they have come up with a better name?
Actually, in the US, they called him Rob. Robot, Rob, take your pick.
Fine. Rob it is, then.
In North America, Rob's body was gray, like the NES. But in Japan, he had a white body and red arms, the color of the Japanese Famicom.
You sure know your geeky tech stuff, Otacon.
Well, you know.
This is Snake. I'm done here.